Absolutely, Chris. And you know, the thing about those kind of new cases, that's going to translate in about 8 to 10 days to more hospitalizations. And yes, unfortunately, then more deaths. You're exactly right.
From what we have heard about this Delta variant, and we know now that most of these new cases are Delta, the fact that one infected person can infect so many more from the variants we'd seen in the past, does that mean these numbers continue to rise exponentially?
Absolutely, no question about it. One person can infect as many as 8 people. And I got to tell you, the Delta variant is really playing havoc in North Texas.
Do people truly understand how serious this variant is right now?
You know, Chris, I'd like to think they do, but I don't think people really do. I think people are tired of hearing about COVID. They want things to get back to normal. Things are not back to normal. We're nowhere near normal. And we've got to take this seriously. We need to wear masks to help prevent this Delta spread. Breakthrough people can spread it, and we need to get vaccinated.
The local COVID hospitalization numbers we have seen in your daily updates continue to rise steadily.
You know, they're really rising steadily. We're over 1,300 hospitalized patients, and we're seeing a new trend that's very troubling. 30 days ago, we had some adolescents and pediatric patients with COVID. We've more than tripled in 30 days to get pediatric patients, and many of them are in ICU. So this Delta variant is not immune to anyone.
Is there any indication we're anywhere close to a vaccine for children under 12?
You know, I read a good article on how Pfizer is currently doing clinical trials on that. And I've heard that maybe by the end of the year, late fall, they might have one. Here's the thing, though, Chris. Even for the ones that are age 12 through 15, that you know are the latest group, only about 25% of them have taken the vaccine. So I'm just concerned, even if you dropped it to age 5, would parents allow their kids to get the vaccine? I certainly hope they would.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.